SEN Sport Update.
I'm Matthew Cox with your sports news update, thanks to Car Sales, everything you ought to know.
Day two of the Ashes at the Gabba will kick off with Australia heading into the crease for the first time after dismissing England for 147 runs. Highlighted by Pat Cummins, 5 for 38 yesterday, Mitchell Starc, 2 for 35, Hazelwood, 2 for 42, Cameron Green also picking up his first Test match wicket, 1 for 6 off just 3 overs, including 1 maiden to his name yesterday. And the England batting scorecard not looking the best yesterday. The highest score, 39 from Joss Butler off 58 deliveries. The only real resistance that was provided yesterday. But the pressure now turns to the Aussie batting lineup, whether they can get the job done as day two of the Ashes kicks off at the Gabba. And you'll be able to hear that on SEM throughout the day. Big bash action last night. The Sydney Sixers, they looked in all sorts of trouble last night at one point. They were 5 for 39 and looking as though they were on their way to plummeting in last night's encounter with the Hobart Hurricanes. They ended up winning by 14 runs, largely guided by the player of the match, Moses Enriquez, 73 of 48 deliveries, including 6 fours and 2 sixes to his name yesterday. But helping guide the Sydney Sixers to a 14-run win in the second of the two matches last night, the Perth Scorchers defeated the Brisbane Heat by 6 runs in their encounter. Coming our way tonight, the Adelaide Strikers, they're at home to the Melbourne Renegades. Match getting underway at 7:15 Australian Eastern Daylight Time at the Adelaide Oval. And just to finish things up this morning on our sports update for you, Melbourne City last night, 1-0 victors over the Perth Glory in the A-League. And coming our way tonight in the NBL, the Jack Jumpers take on the 36ers.
Car Sales. Sell your car the hassle-free way with Car Sales Instant Offer.
SEN Sport Update.